say whatever they got to say
to you. I suppose it'll be a whole bunch of real valuable information, but anyway, you want to hear from them, so we'll let them fill the whole thing up. That was Steve counting his blocks. I don't know if you could understand his numbers or not, but he was counting them.
Hello down there. We finally got snow out right after Christmas. I wish today was Christmas. We wanted to finish this, but I wasn't allowed to go off until we finished it, and now I'm starting to finish my part. Like Dad said, I have a guitar, and so I've been practicing on it. I don't think I learned much, but pretty not much. That's all I can think of.
One, two, three, four, five.
Hi, this is Sue. I hope you all had a Merry Christmas, and I had one. And I want to thank you for your gift. I don't have that much money to fill it up, but I wish I did. I got some nice gifts. I got an elephant. And I got some perfume. And, you know, some clothes and the usual other little gifts. You know, a few records, Ricky and Carl. And, well, everything's been going okay here. I'm doing okay at work. Haven't been fired yet. And I think Mom told you I got a raise for my fantastic work. And, well, not much else has been happening. Like Carl told you, we finally got our snow. We haven't had, well, I had some last week. Now we've got a nice blanket of it. And, well, that's about all. And hope I'll be seeing you all soon.
Hi, Grandma. This is Rick. Thanks for the Christmas present. Well, things have been so great around here, but I've been making me some money while repairing things. Made $1.50 this week. I'm fixing something else for a friend. And haven't been doing as good as I should be in school because I'm dropping in my average, but I'm trying to do something about that. And I'm building things around here too. But that there ain't much. Well, I ain't got much to say, so goodbye.
That was Steve's teddy bear with the normal background noise that goes on around here.
We'll just ignore how big he'll talk. We can listen to him chew. blocks six. For him yesterday.
Seven.
He counted his blocks. He was playing
eight.
With
them. Nine.
Nine.
Ten.
Ten.
Go away.
Green grail. Green grail. Oh, me?
Oh, me.
You'd love to get a tape with that.
Oh, me.
Green grail.
Monster.
Green grail.
Go away.
Go away.
What? Bow wow. Woof woof. Woof woof.
There's what?
Woof woof. Woof woof.
Don't you need a
car? I'm doing
a car.
Hey! Huh?
Uh oh. Uh huh.
Why don't you let Pat wear it?
Oh, okay.
No, I don't care.
Doesn't give you a headache.
Huh? Uh-oh. Mama.
Steve wants to hold the microphone, but he isn't talking much. Jack's gone back to work this morning, and Susan's back at work, and the rest of us are here, and we can't think of anything to say today either. I can't think of anything to say either. This is Wanda. I've graduated from college and I don't have a job. And I'm working at Ward's, and they said they'd keep me, so I'll work there for a while. And I'm going to be substitute teaching, and I may have a job at a private school soon. But that's pretty iffy. And I really don't have a lot to say. Sue and I were making plans that maybe we'd be able to come down over Easter vacation, but we don't know how that's going to work out. We have a lot of details to figure out. I don't know yet. I don't know yet if school's going to be out very much over Easter vacation, and Sue doesn't know how much of a vacation she'll get from work. But we'll find out later, and we can make plans, accordingly.
We've been doing some pretty good recording here, and we turned it to play to see how it worked out, and we didn't have the microphone turned on. So Steve's wanting to talk, but I can give him the microphone, he won't say anything. But I wanted to thank you for the gift that you sent. I've not had a chance to use the grader yet, but I know it's going to come in handy. We still got snow today, and Carl's outside playing. He's the only one that's ventured out today. And I guess I should have wrote down notes. There's so many things that I want to mention. And when I get a hold of this microphone, I forget. But I did want to tell you of an early Christmas present that I got from Sue. She got me a real live poinsettia. And I was afraid that it wouldn't live through Christmas, but it's still living and it still looks nice.
Hi, I'd like to thank you for the really sexy pajamas you gave me. Those are really nice. I got a lot of really good things for Christmas, and you did too, didn't you, Steve? You going to tell us about them? No, you're just going to fight over the mic. I got a lot of underclothes, and I got a pair of winter pajamas, and I got a long skirt and a blouse and a sweater and bubble bath, cologne, and hose, and I got a really nice graduation present from Mama and Sue. They gave me a flash for my camera, so now I can take pictures indoors. And Steve had a nice Christmas too, but he's not going to talk much about it. Are you? You going to say something?
No. I've been doing some shopping since Christmas. Wanda's working part-time out at Ward's, and I get a 10% discount because she works there. And so last night when I went in to pick her up, they had their white sheets on sale. It was their regular $3.69 sheets, and I got them for $1.92. So I bought four, and now I'm well supplied.
I decided to give you some hope and to tell you that I'm dating a guy. That's about all I can tell you, though, isn't that sad? His name's Peter, and he's really a nice guy. And I think it gives Mom hope, too.
He lives in Cleveland, though, and he don't make it down very often.
Yes, but he calls.
And he really is good-looking, and he's German. And I make fun of the way he talks sometimes to Wanda, but he really seems nice. I told Wanda that if he isn't nice, he puts on a good act. He seems so interested in everything.
I've never had the nerve to tell Mom about how much fun he makes of her Southern accent. Isn't that terrible? She's over here moping now.
That's why he talks to me so much. I didn't know it. I thought that he was really interested in what I was saying. We are sitting here trying to think what to say. We got a whole lot of tape to go, and so we're getting about a notion just leaving it blank. But I'll just start talking here and see how things go. Oh, I'll brag on Steve first. We couldn't get him to do much talking on this recording, and he don't do a whole lot, but he repeats words that we say, and he's always liked to lace his shoes, and every chance that he gets, he takes his shoe off and he plays with the laces, and at first he'd just take one string and lace it up one side, and then as he went along, he got so that he could take one string and lace it from one side to the other, but it leave one at the bottom. One at the bottom and the other one would be at the top. So about two or three days ago, he was sitting here, and I seen him with the shoestring out, and in a little bit, looked around, and it's laced up right. And I said, Carl, did you lace that shoestring up for him? And Carl said, no, I didn't do it. And so Steve, he's just, he looks as smug as he can be, and he takes the shoestring out real fast and sits there and laces it up again. So now he can lace his shoestrings up. And when I start to put his shoes on for me, he always fixes the strings the way they should be. And then he slips it on and has me to tie it. He's 27 months old now. I thought that was pretty good for his age. And Steve, somehow he seems different to me from other little kids. I take care of the kids his age at Sunday school, and the kids, they all seem interested in playing with each other. And Steve, he's kind of quiet, and he gets him a toy and he goes over in the corner and he just plays like mad. And when the mothers come in to get their children, all the children are so anxious to go home, and Steve's still playing just as hard as he can play. And there was something else that isn't very interesting, but I thought I would tell you. It's how that the month of December goes for me every year for the past 15 years. First is a school program that they put on, and I go to that, and then next it's the Scout's Christmas party, and next it's the church. And I don't know, sometimes, or especially this year when I was sitting over there and watching Carl in the Christmas program, I thought, well, I've been doing this for 15 years now, and I've got about another 12 years to look forward to it. Well, with the grade school, you know, those kids through the sixth grade. So I guess I'll be an old woman, and I'll still be sitting over there watching my kids in the Christmas program. See you.
Goodbye.
Well, it looks like that we've about used all this tape up, so I hope that you really did have a good Christmas. And bye.
Goodbye. And here comes more people to say goodbye.
Here's Ricky.
Goodbye. Bye.
And Steve. Let's see if he'll say bye. Say bye. Bye.